The Islamic State expands. Another church is attacked in Pakistan. And Turkana isn't a fancy dinner dish. It's a missions hub. Find out why that matters today on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The Islamic State terror group claimed credit for attacks in both Tunisia and Yemen last week. David Curry, president and CEO of Open Doors USA, warns that this will likely be a regular thing.
I believe we're going to see more events like this because you have large populations of people who are in need of resources. They don't have jobs. And the Islamic State, because they've been allowed to grow and prosper, have the money to pay these folks to radicalized.
Did you know that ISIS has a presence in 11 countries now?
What they're doing is essentially adopting any sort of extremist within their countries of origin. So you could have it metastasizing at a very fast rate. In fact, that's what's happening.
In most of these areas, Christians are being targeted for extinction. However,
the gospel is growing and more people are coming to know Jesus as their savior, but they're also being forced out of some of their homelands in the Middle East.
This is outright spiritual warfare. Details on how you can pray effectively are at our website. Next, multiple reports confirm more terrorist attacks against churches in Pakistan are likely. But the question is, will the military, which has effectively taken control of the country, be able to protect Christians? Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International.
Perhaps. They have more personnel, more training to take care of that.
And yet, FMI contacts say another church was just attacked, not far from where last week's bombing took place. Allen says terrorists are increasingly focusing on soft targets. That means places like schools and churches.
Instead of killing people who are soldiers, we'll kill children at school, people as they're leaving the church for worship.
Now, more than ever, it's time to stand alongside fellow Christians in Pakistan.
We have brothers and sisters who are begging for us just to be praying for them. Pray for the wisdom of Christian leaders so that they know how to guide their congregations through such turbulent times. Pray for their courage.
This is Mission Network News. The conflict in Syria is disrupting education for thousands of refugee children. But can they start learning again by watching TV? Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is helping through Sat7 Kids. They're airing the program My School, which is helping children continue their schooling. Through it, kids are getting an education and regaining confidence in their faith. With your help, Sat7 can continue the programming and help even more kids. Meanwhile, God often does the unexpected, doesn't he? Well, Greg Kelly, CEO of World Mission, says until recently he believed evangelism into northern Kenya would stem from Nairobi. But he was wrong.
What I am learning today is that God is raising up among the minority Christians, even in the Turkana, a missionary call to go and reach their brothers and sisters among the Borana and among the Pokot and among the Samburu and even into the country of Somalia. Missionaries are being mobilized from northern Kenya. It's so exciting. They're taking the solar-powered treasure, our audio Bible, and God is using the minority groups of Christians in northern Kenya to reach their own.
The Turkana are an underreached people group. Ask God to increase the missionary work going into Kenya and that he would prepare other people groups to learn about Jesus too. And finally, extreme poverty forces a single mother of seven to live and work in a garbage dump in Mexico. But because of Living Water International, today, this mother and her kids have safe, clean water pumped right into their home. Their lives have been transformed, but so many marginalized families like hers are still waiting for hope. You can help. Just $25 can offer water for life in Jesus' name to these families in need. It's just one more way you can show the love of Christ to them in a tangible, life-saving way. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. ISIS is all over the news. Persecution is an everyday reality for Christians choosing faith over survival. With your gift to MNN, I'll send you a copy of Tom Doyle's new book called Killing Christians, Living the Faith Where It's Not Safe to Believe. Or give us a call at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Killing Christians link at missionnews.org. I'm Kramer.